Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Primordial Ascension by Azri. Narrated by Tina Wollstonecroft. Chapter 1. Tincture of Fallen Flames. The era of grand magic has long ended, and with it, the source was shattered. The ley lines have disappeared, and magic is fading. Humans are at the brink of extinction, forced to hide from the predators of the world. The eternal night will arrive, and the Dark Hollow will soon consume the world. Or so they said. I shook my head. It was a tale as old as time, how the source of all magic was destroyed by the immortal King Aelaron, and now with it gone, we, the humans, had nothing but a speck of magic compared to ancient times. One that was finite and served no purpose but to trigger relics of the Golden Era, the era of grand magic. It was a tale that my father had passed to me through his journal, my only possession of him. It was said that certain individuals could still connect to the source of magic, and these were known as the Ascended, at least among humans. Other races were simply born with the right to still call upon the power that was the now broken source. However, they were nothing more than fantasies to think about at night, ones that kept one awake. They were just dreams. Now, though, I didn't have the capacity to dream, let alone luxuriate in such things. They were simply entertaining thoughts and nothing more. Dust floated and gathered, suspended midair as it sparkled under the light of my helmet. Much of the mine had been stripped bare. Scarred rock walls had long been excavated, and with it my daily quota, which was getting harder and harder to complete by the day. It didn't help that the things I had to carry around were heavy. The metal alloy of the pickaxe was dense, and the artificial relic-grade helmet was unwieldy for me, but it provided near-endless light to venture into the mine system. I didn't really get it, to be honest. The mines were supposedly a buried city from the Golden Era, but in my eyes, it was just a massive cave system that had been mined for years, one that spanned for hundreds of kilometers. There was nothing that immediately screamed Golden Era to me, save for the possibility of very valuable but rare true relics strewn about in crevices and pockets. In the past 10 or so years, only about 5 fourth-grade relics had been found after all, which were the lowest grade of them all. That said, right now, I had to focus on finding something of value, even just raw materials from the Golden Era. Unfortunately, everywhere I went had long been stripped of anything possibly valuable. And finally, I found myself at a crossroads, staring past a small wooden barrier. It had a small metal sign that said, "Out of Exploration Range." In the camp, it was widely acknowledged that venturing past the barriers was suicidal. However, my stomach roared with hunger. I hadn't met the quota in 3 days, and in turn, I hadn't eaten for that long. It wasn't uncommon for people to die of hunger here. Death wasn't uncommon. Beasts that lurked the depths of the mines would sometimes wander into the explored areas and kill a few miners. The first time I saw the aftermath, I threw up a lot. But now, I had grown numb to it. However, looking at the barrier, my heart quickened. I had never ventured past any of them. But after so many years, it was inevitable that it would happen at some point. I couldn't hold off until the end of the week for them to begin expanding the exploration zone once more. Not anymore, at least. Any more days without eating, and I felt like I would be too weak to mine. And if that happened, I would just starve. I reached for my backpack, feeling the carry bag inside of it. It contained my most precious possession, my father's journal. Sybil, once you overcome fate itself, seek me at the end of the world. Those had always been the words at the end of it. Words that I had read so many times and that gave me hope. I didn't know why my father had abandoned me or why he had to leave. But right now, that simple goal armed me with courage. My father had hoped that I would survive this predicament I was in, even though I was born and raised at a mining camp. I took deep breaths, readying myself, and then took a step forward.
What are you doing?
A snort entered my ears, freezing me mid-step. I turned, only to see one of the supervisors. He was a man of short stature, with a scruffy and unkempt beard and a bit of a belly. He wore strange black clothes and was armed with artificial relics on his belt, as well as a firearm at his waist. The man shook his head, clicking his tongue.
I was just... We cannot afford to have more people just venture further out,
he interrupted.
Especially not you, who the overseer once favored. Too much has been expended on you for it to go to waste.
Before I could say anything more, he continued speaking.
We gave you an education. Don't throw your life away just because you're hungry.
He shook his head and walked away. Stared for a moment, frozen, but resolute. I had lived here, in the mines of Armag Hollow, all of my life. Even though I had heard of cities and other places, such as valleys and even rivers, I didn't know anything aside from this. Closing my eyes, I finally made a decision. I am tired of this fate. I walked past the barrier and ventured into the unknown. Even though I knew the mines like the back of my hand, I had no idea what lay past the explored zones. And now I was going to find out. I hoped to return with something valuable so I could meet the quota of multiple days at once. 2 more years, and I would be free. I didn't know what I was expecting. The first few minutes were... Well, the caves were as clean as before, though it made sense. My plan was to venture slightly into the unexplored area and get what I could before returning. But now I had no choice but to walk further and further. Eventually, I saw small mineral deposits with a whirling aura on their surface. Traces of magic. With my pickaxe and a lot of hard hits, I managed to get about 2 fistfuls of the minerals before I had cleared the deposit. It took a few minutes. At this point, based on my rough estimate, I had walked for about 30 minutes into the unexplored region. At least I knew how to return using the markings I had made on the wall. But the mines were like a labyrinth with divided passages and multiple crossroads. I took a deep breath, looking at the shimmering blue mineral. It was at least 3 days of food. Even though darkness encroached on my surroundings, I felt calm in the silence. After all, what I had just mined would be used to make artificial relics, powerful ones at that, based on how brightly it shimmered. It was a great find. Pocketing the minerals, I turned and looked at the markings I had left on the wall. It was time to go back. Now, with happiness, I perched the pickaxe on my shoulder and headed back where I came from. I walked for a minute while I thought. With my find, I didn't need to go hungry. As I peered at the walls, I saw a few more deposits hidden within rocks. All I had to do was return here in a few days, and I would secure food for well over a month. Finally! A growl entered my ears as I was about to pass through a crossroad. From the darkness at the edges of my vision, a creature stepped forward. It had 4 legs and a sleek frame with black iridescent fur, a gaping maw, and 4 eyes that were looking straight at me. Saliva dripped onto the ground as it slowly stepped forward, its twisted and dark body quivering in excitement. A beast from the Dark Hollow. A prowl reaper. Before I could see anything else, it pounced. I managed to duck just in time, but my backpack had been slashed. The minerals spilled out as the prowl reaper landed behind me. I looked at the bag containing my journal on the ground, and then at the beast, before finally making a decision. I ran. I could return for the journal eventually, but not if I was dead. I also knew something about the prowl reapers. They were fast, but slow to turn. With that in mind, instead of going straight back to where I came from, I turned and began to weave through the mines. The beast chased after me. Sometimes I could hear its breathing behind me, other times it was nothing more than distant growls. But no matter what I did, how I turned, I simply couldn't outrun it. Nonetheless, I didn't give up, and I committed any and every turn to memory. Left, right, left, left. Eventually, with a final left turn, I turned off the light of my helmet and pushed myself into a small crevice, one that dove deep into the stone walls. It was a constricted passage that I slowly followed as the growls were lost behind me, unable to see anything. I continued until I finally found myself in a room. The ceiling had a dim azure glow to it, like the sky of legends. However, it was very dim. I could hardly see anything in the room, other than how long and wide it was, a square shape. I slowly walked forward with nothing but my ragged breath, and then I collapsed. My pickaxe clanged loudly onto the ground as I took deep breaths to help calm myself down. I had lost the minerals and my journal, but I knew the way back. The question for me was, how long would I have to wait? I didn't really know. I looked down at my hands, and they were shaking. My heart was beating nonstop, and my breaths were shallow and ragged. I couldn't calm myself down. I almost died. I was attacked by a beast, a prowl reaper. All I could do was tremble as fear gripped onto me. I had escaped, but it was too close. I could hear the panting of the prowl reaper in my head and vividly see how it flew over me as I barely managed to duck. And then I shook my head. It was over now. I fucked up. I took another deep breath while I decided to wait. The growls still lingered within my mind, but thankfully I had escaped. The same familiar growl entered my ears, a deep snarl. My head snapped back as I saw a twisted shadow forcing its way through the crevice I had entered from, its red eyes boring into me. Fear gripped at my heart as I vividly remembered a prowl reaper breaking into the camp once and killing two people before being put down by the supervisors. Its dripping jaw could rip me apart in an instant. I stumbled backwards as my hand held onto my pickaxe. Nonetheless, the beast simply approached me under the light with an almost sneer-like gesture. And then it pounced once more. I managed to push the pickaxe into its maw as its claws ripped into my shoulders. Falling back along with it, I yelped in pain as the prowl reaper tried to bite my neck through the pickaxe with bloodlust-fueled ferocity. Was this it? Looking around, there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The prowl reaper gnawed at me, but the steel pickaxe held strong. I was going to die. This was my fate. I couldn't kill a beast from the Dark Hollow. My arms began to feel tired as I closed my eyes and, once you overcome fate. I remembered my father's words, and my eyes snapped open, looking at the prowl reaper. It was fate, and I had to overcome it. With a grunt, I swung to the side and rolled along with the beast. It lost its grip on my pickaxe as I took the chance to get up, as did the Prowl Reaper. But I didn't plan on giving it time. With a pathetic war cry, I ran towards it and prepared a swing. My shoulders flared with pain as I swung. The beast snarled, but I hit it. Blood splattered as the tip of the pickaxe impaled its maw and knocked it down. It lay there, unmoving as I recovered my breath. It was unmoving. I did it. The Prowl Reaper slowly got up as it looked at me, its eyes full of hatred and its muzzle bleeding and deformed. It wasn't dead. Far from it. My heart stopped as I readied myself to swing at it again. The beast of the Dark Hollow gnashed its teeth and rushed towards me. I readied my pickaxe to block as it lunged, and with a swing of its claws, I cried in pain. My left arm was torn as the beast produced a mocking sound, as if it was laughing at me. It slowly circled around me, like a predator looking at its prey. Black blood still dripped from its face, but it looked excited. Its eyes gloated, relishing in my bleeding arm. I found it hard to move, and the Prowl Reaper bared its teeth in excitement, ready to tear into me. The Dark Hollow, a wretched place filled with terrors and horrors. There were some beasts that could fell entire cities, and yet I had no choice but to fight. I held on to the pickaxe with my right arm and made up my mind. It was weaker than me physically, however, it was much more agile. I had to get into a contest of strength with it somehow, and for that, I needed it to pounce and try to bite me once more. Quickly, I made a plan and then screamed, running towards it as I swung my pickaxe a diagonal upwards motion. The Prowl Reaper simply sidestepped and prepared to pounce. I smiled as I reached with my left hand and held onto the shaft of my weapon. The beast of the Dark Hollow pounced, and once more it was stopped by the pickaxe, this time from its neck. My arms hurt and trembled as they kept it from eating my face off. Its sharp claws scratched at my shoulders. Black blood dripped onto my face as I finally rolled it over with a grunt. The Prowl Reaper struggled with wild shrieks as I got on top of it, but I pressed down with all the strength I could muster, screaming in the process. I crushed its neck against the ground. It squirmed and twisted, its claws ripped at my torso, causing me to bleed more. But no matter how it tried, the weight of me and the pickaxe was too much for it as its windpipe was crushed. It yelped and cried until eventually, after a minute, it went limp. However, I did not let go. I kept on pressing and pressing until I was sure it had at least passed out. With deep, heavy breaths, I collapsed onto its side. My heart was still pounding with nervousness. Finally, I stood up and, using all my remaining strength, I swung the pickaxe down onto its head. It pierced through its skull with a crack. Black blood pooled beneath its body. And finally, I relaxed. I fell back on my knees as warmth permeated my body, bleeding from multiple places. But I had killed the beast, and I couldn't help but laugh. My chest heaved as I let out a dry laugh with joy that it was finally over. And then I noticed it. A small wisp, similar to ash. The body of the Prowl Reaper was flaking. Pieces of its fur began to lift onto the air, and then they shone. They became akin to small dancing lights that whirled and spun through the air. More and more pieces flaked from the beast as they shone with an azure light for a moment before they moved to the back of the chamber. They coalesced on the wall, gathering into a churning sphere of azure light that illuminated the whole room. And then at the moment the wall lit up with carved patterns, the whole chamber trembled. a platform raised from the ground along with a pedestal that slowly rose up until its top was covered by the glinting ball of light. It was something of the golden era. Pure magic was happening in front of my very eyes. Then the ball of light faded, but the patterns remained bright with the light. Slowly I stood up, curious and wondering what had happened. I stumbled my way over to the platform and reached for the pedestal. At its top, there was an engraving. The dark hollow has been punished, its blood spilled, and its essence taken. My eyes wandered over to the monster behind me. However, there was nothing there but a puddle of blood now, and I simply felt confused. Just as I turned back, I felt something in the air shift, and the scripture vanished. It was akin to watching a natural gas leak as the space before me distorted, and then I saw it. It was a vial of glass with a glowing pale blue liquid inside, but I also saw magic. Words entered into my head, information of the vial before me. Third grade relic, tincture of fallen flames. Consuming this tincture will upgrade the recipient's life essence by a single tier up to the third tier. This tincture carries the aspect of fallen flames within it. Consuming this connects you to the world's voice, the beyond, and grants you the aspect it carries. Fallen flames. Flames of the fallen. Dead but alive at the same time, cold and hot, ethereal. First seen in the first exploration of the Dark Hollow by the Immortal King himself. This relic was produced shortly after the Immortal King Aileron shattered the entrance of the Beyond. I read it and blinked. Connects me to the world's voice. Was it the voice inside my head? I hesitated. I could trade the relic for my freedom, but then I began to feel dizzy as my blood dripped onto the ground. I was going to die. If I had more life essence, I would be okay, right? With that in mind, I made my decision. I uncorked the tincture and drank it in an instant, and then the whole world went black. You have acquired the aspect of fallen flames. Chapter 2. Ascended. The Dark Hollow, a fallen dimension that is connected to Liven, one that is filled with horrors and fallen creatures of the void, a dimension that was once kept at bay during the Golden Era. But after the Immortal King Aileron shattered the source, the era of grand magic ended, and with it, the hollowing began. An invasion of the Dark Hollow upon Liben. The rifts that were once closed by the might of the world and the ley lines themselves split open and fractured reality, unleashing monsters onto the world. The ley lines, the lines that carried mana to all parts of the world, disappeared. And now magic is fading from the world. The Dark Hollow will consume Liben whole. And the last light will fade. An era of darkness will come. Though for humans, it is different, for we have lost the ability to touch magic itself. We were already in an era of darkness, forced to live underground and scavenge the buried cities of a long-lost age, cities of the Golden Era that had ended thousands of years ago. Humanity had long been destroyed. Now, living in remnants of civilization, we are the weakest race in all aspects. Even though certain humans are born stronger than others, even the most blessed of us can't compete with any individual of a superior race. Even the second weakest race, the ones of the ocean, the merfolk, one of them could take 4 average humans on their own. We humans are castaways, the bottom of the food chain. And yet my father, also human, seek me at the end of the world. The journal spoke of fantastic places and travels, places where no ordinary human could be, and yet it spoke as if there were more people capable of doing it. The Ascended. Blessed ones that carried the torch of the Golden Era, an era where humans thrived, an era where all races were equal. And now.
You have acquired the aspect of Fallen Flames. The aspect of Fallen Flames becomes your primary aspect. Gained passive skill. Fallen Embers, level 1.
I could feel a warmth deep within my consciousness. It was like a wisping yet unrelenting flame, a new primordial power within me. The voice spoke once more.
Your life essence is now in the first tier, equivalent, ancient human of the Golden Era.
Equivalent to an ancient human? It did make sense that humans had changed in some way, but it was still confusing. I didn't understand how powerful a third-grade relic was, but considering how the camp had reacted to fourth-grade relics, I supposed it made sense. I looked at the words lingering in my mind, and even though I couldn't surmise a meaning for most of them, there was only one thing on my mind. Magic, huh?
You are now part of the Beyond. May your records be extraordinary.
And then I jolted awake. I looked at the azure ceiling. It was akin to stone with glittering dots of magic. I felt a throbbing headache as I looked at the room around me. It was the same chamber, but somehow it just looked clearer to me. Slowly and with some difficulty, I stood up. I looked down at myself. My clothes were ragged and dirtied with a mix of red and black blood. I could see holes in them, yet I had no visible wounds. Not on my arm, my shoulders, nor my ribs. After a slow blink, it clicked on me. I had healed. I felt a slight headache and my lips stuck to each other. Looking at the distant puddle of black blood, it still seemed fresh, which was confusing.
How long did I...
My throat was hoarse.
Pass out for?
I asked no one, but I simply enjoyed the feeling of having survived that ordeal. At the same time, I felt different. Deep within me, there was some form of warmth. Something that I hadn't felt before, but at the same time, I felt largely the same, just slightly better. I had been connected to the Beyond, the world's voice. However, I didn't really understand it. I had undergone changes, but I couldn't tell what they were. I looked at my hands. The calluses seemed to be gone, and they seemed to be slightly softer. Cleaner, almost. But I also felt as if I was just trying to see things that weren't there. I had just consumed a third-grade relic. Maybe I was simply just trying to tell myself it had made a world's difference. I felt different, but I had no idea in what sense. With that in mind, I had to focus on what was important. Closing my eyes for a second, I recollected my thoughts and made my decision. I opened my eyes and headed for my pickaxe on the ground. I would focus on getting back and grabbing my journal and the minerals along the way, sprinting to get back to the explored zone where there was protection and I didn't need to worry about encountering Prowl Reapers, for the most part. I grabbed the pickaxe from the ground. Its heft was slightly different, lighter perhaps. I looked at it, and for a moment, I had a weird feeling, almost like an impulse. For a moment, I felt as if the warmth inside of me moved, but it went away almost immediately. I hesitated for a brief moment, but I decided to explore the feeling. I slowly coerced the warmth towards my hand, and the impulse was back. I looked at my pickaxe, and my mind drifted as I imagined. Flames. The pickaxe burst into a writhing mass of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?